Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty King, the one who make my heart clean. Put water in the stream, giving peace to my scene. No release from his dreams, needles from the fiends. Hollows in the magazine, swallow this communicate. Every word that y'all say, gotta fear him every day. Certain men will afraid, I'm listening in his holy way. Many people they will hate, but listen never from the evil state. Try to arrogance to abominate, all pagans I consolidate. They will all meet the same fate. Got them easy like cheese grate. Stuff them all in the fire like you eating cheesecake. Put them all to the fire, watch the peace obliterate. Not misery, Yahweh for my place. Not a Yahweh when he taking bodies like super eight. The world fitted in you, my honey to my taste. Come on. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. I know you always looked at me wrong. Just thought I was nothing, just a dance in the song. A gun in the hand, a slave on your land. Gold in the sand, though I'm the perfect mold of a man. Know that I'm the apple of his eye, his beautiful wife. The mess in the palm of his hand. The glory of his light, I'm placing the right. It's what light, the love of his life. Who is what his, know the biz. Please let him know the name of his. Yo, hey, why? Need an explanation to this. Yahweh, Elohim, creator of all the is. Now for Mallory's out of the way. Next casualties and the people you slay. All these you pray, hope, hear you today. What you expect from the blacks you make. They can't sleep, walk, talk, or eat. Let alone do anything great. They fed y'all real Israel. Who would be when your knees are jumping loose in the sea? Bow to me, all praises to the great king. Give it up for Yahweh, come on. Give it up for the Most High. Give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High. Give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for Yah, give it up for Yah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted word. As I stated, last night we will recap on the subject that we dealt with at this year's conference. We have four dynamic subjects, but of course, it wasn't enough time to just deal with the subject in presentation form as we would have liked. But we did discuss them in great detail and brought out certain facts that you need to know. And we're going to recap because everyone was not there and everybody didn't get to hear all the various things on both days that we will bring out. And I will deal with the very first subject that we spoke about. And that is, what are the signs that let us know that Yah will be returning to his people soon? It's one thing to just talk about it, teach about it, but it's a whole nother thing proving it. There's things we got to prove according to the Creator's word, and we can't just have a bunch of lip service. And if there's very signs that would let us know, then what are these signs? And I just want to point out some various obvious signs. And one particular sign that many of my brothers was pointing out at the conference, and many of the teachers felt like this was the number one sign that should let us know that Yah is returning to us soon. And this is what they pointed out in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And let us turn there. In the book of Genesis 15, this is one of the signs, and it is a great sign, I may add, in the book of Genesis 15, the 13th verse. And he said to Abram, know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And that's a great sign that the brothers was pointing out, that we are in a 400 year of our captivity. And there's never been a time on this earth that anyone, any nation, any people, or any Elohim, period, no religious doctrines or anything like that, ever spoke of a 400-year captivity other than what we read in Genesis, the 15th chapter, and what our ancestors and we are experiencing today. Not just this country, but also African countries, all attest to the fact that we are in the 400 year of our captivity, without question. So them bringing out this fact, this sign, was great. But the sign that I brought to the people was greater to me. As great as that was, I seen another sign that let us know that Yah will be returning soon. And the reason why it was so highly important, this sign to me, because this sign only stands for one thing only, and that is judgment. And let me show you the sign I'm speaking about. The first time I seen this sign is in a book of Genesis, and I think you're going to read it around the 7th chapter. And this is what it says. In the 4th verse. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I've made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Now, how could that be a sign? Well, it was a sign because anytime Yahweh, and oftentimes Yahweh, will bring about destruction on the earth or mankind for some strange reason, for some strange purpose, you will see the number 40. And little do people know, the reason why you see this 40 is because it represents judgment. It represents the time of judgment. And Yahweh will use this throughout the scriptures to let you know what time it is. And anytime Yahweh was bringing judgment upon a people, whether it's Israel or other people, or the whole entire earth, as we are reading here, or any individual, you will see 40. And not only this happened during the time of Noah, let me show you. When else you would see this divine test of 40. And we brought this to your attention, but I don't think people really understood and understand how monumental this sign is, how wondrous this sign is. Not only using it during the time of Noah, where Yahweh will rain down on earth 40 days and 40 nights, and what happened after the 40 days and 40 nights? Judgment was passed. There were those who were destroyed by the flood waters. And then there were some, Noah and his family, walked into the ark, and they were spared to live another day. Well, where else did we see this divine test afford? And Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. So Yahweh is not going to bring judgment without letting you know the signs of judgment. That way you can't say, well, I didn't know, Yahweh. Well, why didn't you know? Did you search it out? Did you seek it out? Have you not heard it? Were you not listening? Did you even want to know? Watch what it says. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. And watch this time. We just read about Noah, during his generation, how Yahweh would destroy the earth by flood waters. And he reigned on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And I'm here to tell you, this was Yahweh's divine test of 40 to let you know when you start seeing this 40, know for certain, know of surety that Yahweh is attempting to bring judgment. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, watch what this is. And Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And I want you to see this divine test of 40. Perhaps there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Here it is. We see judgment already being passed. Yahweh is coming to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham standing there pleading their cause. And he said, what if there are 50 righteous within the city. You're going to destroy those righteous with the wicked? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous shall be as the wicked. That be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And sure, Yahweh is going to do right, because he is the judge of all the earth. And he straightened this thing out right away by saying, and Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. But Abraham was not satisfied. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak to Yahweh, which am but dust and ashes. Perhaps there shall light 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy. And he spoke to him yet again and said, perhaps there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said to him, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak. Perhaps there be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak to Yahweh. Perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not Yah be angry, and I will speak just but this one. Perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And Yahweh went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Now, where did you see this divine test of 40, since this supposed to be some great sign of judgment? Well, let me show you where it is. When Abraham started counting at the 50, the first thing he said, what if it lacked 5? Then he spoke again. He said, what if it's 45? Then he said, what if that lacked 5? And it's just 40. In other words, the first two times he spoke, he just took away 5, which made 10. And then he went from 40 to 30, which now you have 20. Then he went from 30 to 20, which now you have 30. And then he went from 20 to 10. And now you have 40. In that whole conversation, it amounted to 40. And he stopped at 10. Because if it wasn't 10, if it was not 10, then the place was going to be destroyed anyway. And the few righteous that was there, Yahweh was going to take out. And let me tell you, it wasn't 10. And so, just like during the time of Noah, 40 days and 40 nights, during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, Yahweh's divine test of 40 still was present. 10 to 20 is 10. 20 to 30 is 10. 30 to 40 is 10. Now you're at 30. And then you have 45 and 50, which makes 40. And anytime you see judgment coming upon, it can be coming upon an individual, a nation, the earth, or some wicked diabolical prophets. You're going to see this divine test of 40. And how many witnesses do we have to show you? We just showed you Noah. We just showed you Abraham and Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, let me show you another. Divine test of 40. This one is in the book of Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. And watch what it says in the 18th verse. And I fell down before Yahweh as at the first 40 days. And 40 nights. Why'd you do that, Moses? I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you have seen and do wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke your anger. For I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. And Yahweh had told Moses in the 14th verse, read the 14th verse of the same Deuteronomy in the 9th chapter, let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So here, Yahweh was bringing judgment upon Israel. But Moses pleaded the cause 40 days and 40 nights. See, somebody has to pay. Somebody got to pay. And Moses paid the price 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't have to die for nobody's sins or anything. But he still paid a price. Noah had to be in that ark 40 days and 40 nights. He was there a whole year. But I'm saying, while it just rained hard, with the understanding that Yahweh is destroying the earth, and that had to be on his mind 40 days. And 40 nights. Abraham seen the fire go up after he pleaded for the righteous. He seen the smoke of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he pleaded. 50 to 40, 40 to 30, 30 to 20, 20 to 10. The divine test of 40. And Sodom and Gomorrah had to pay the price. Because somebody gonna pay the price. Because of the wrath and the anger of Yahweh. And I'm here to tell you. And what are we talking about? We're speaking about what are the signs that let us know that Yah will be returning to his people soon. And when I see this divine test of 40, which nobody else is teaching you, then I know something is on the horizon. It happened during Noah's time. It happens during Abraham's time. It happened during Moses' time. And not only it happened during their time, it happened during the time the 12 tribes of Israel in the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter. And watch what it says. So you can see the judgment of Yahweh. In the book of Numbers 13, 23rd verse. And they came to the brook of Eshcol, cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore between two. Upon that, and they brought of the pomegranates and the figs upon the staff. And they brought the pomegranates and the figs. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And watch what it says. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they returned, and they went and came to Moshe and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word to them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. At the point that they searched the land 40 days and 40 days only, and returned. They should have known something at this point. They should have seen something at this point. But they did not. They didn't realize judgment was on the horizon. And watch what it says. And brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came to the land where you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moshe and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eat the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants of the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. And this was bad. And since they brought this evil report back, this was the judgment of Yahweh. Yahweh said this. Numbers, the 14th chapter. This is what Yahweh said. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe in the air, saying, how long shall you bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say to them, as truly as I live, says Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land, concerning which I swore to you to dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua the son of Nun, with your little ones, which you said should be a prey. Then will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have devised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses are wasted in the wilderness. After the number of days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. Now do you understand, when you see this 40, something is going down. There's a sign. We've seen it during the time of Noah. We've seen it during the time of Abraham. We've seen it during the time of Moses. Now, we are seeing it during the time of the 12 tribes of Israel. But is that it? No, that is not it. That ain't even close to being it. Because this sign, Yahweh wants you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. See, it's one thing to be confused on the 400 years. Some people say, well, the 400 years was during the time of Egypt. That already happened. But ask yourself, what can they say about the divine test of 40? We just showed you 4 different instances of this fact. And let me show you another in the book of 1 Kings, 19th chapter. And every time judgment is being passed, whether it's on the whole earth, whether an individual takes up a mantle to pay the price, whether a whole city has to be destroyed, as in the case of Sodom and Gomorrah, or Yahweh destroying whole generations in the wilderness, all for judgment. In all these cases, you've seen this divine test of 40. In the book of 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, let's see what Yahweh will do here. In the book of 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, and this is what it says, starting at the first verse. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and therewith how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, so let the deities do to me and more also, if I may not your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, came to Beersheba, which belongs to Yehuda, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. In other words, he's praying. And he said, it is enough. Now, O Yahweh, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again, and went back to sleep. And the angel of Yahweh came again the second time, and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of Elohim. And why did he go to the mount of Horeb of Elohim? Because there is where Elijah would destroy all the false prophets that was commissioned by Jezebel. And Yahweh will pass judgment on these false prophets. Well, before he met them, before he can get there, he ate, he arose, and went 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking, because he went in the strength of that one meal. This is what Yahweh would do. This is why this is called a divine test of 40. Because Yahweh will prove something, someone, a nation, a group, an individual, 40 days. In 40 nights. Just like the prophet Elijah. So not only seeing this divine test of 40. In terms of judgment. During the time of Noah. No, not Noah was just the first. But also Abraham, Moses, and the 12 tribes of Israel. And now we will see it with the prophet Elijah. But it didn't stop there. Because as I stated before, anytime Yahweh is bringing judgment, he's going to let his prophets know, because Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. What else would Yahweh will show this divine test 40? Well, let us see. Let us go to the book of Jonah, the third chapter. want you to see this. Again, what are we discussing? I don't want you to be confused about what we're discussing. We are discussing how or what are the signs that let us know. And the key word is let us know. The word that we put an emphasis on that let us know. That Yahweh will be returning to his people soon. And we end the book of Jonah, the third chapter. In the book of Jonah, the third chapter, and watch what it says. The very first verse. And the word of Yahweh came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I bid you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3-day journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. Why 40 days? Haven't we been reading? Did we not know? Have we not heard and read and seen this same pattern all the way from the time of Noah? And here we at Jonah preaching or going in this great city, telling a whole city that in 40 days Nineveh will be overthrown. And let's see what happens in the fifth verse. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. He laid his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his noble saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to Elohim. Yes, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent and turn away from his anger that we perish not? And Elohim saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And Elohim repented of the evil that he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not. And why? Because they understood. They heard this 40. And when they heard this 40, they knew that it was a divine test coming from Yahweh. They knew it. I don't know how they knew it, but they knew it. And they believed it. And they proclaimed a fast. And what Yahweh said he would do, he didn't do. And I can assure you that this went 40 days as Jonah had prophesied. do I know that? Watch what it says in Jonah, the fourth chapter, the first verse. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto Yahweh and said, I pray you, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before to Tarshish, for I knew that you are gracious Elohim, merciful, slow to anger, great kindness, and repent you of the evil. Therefore now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said Yahweh, do you do well to be angry? And watch what Jonah did in the fifth verse. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. And there made him a booth, sat under it in the tunnel, till he might see what would become of the city. He stayed there, and he wanted to see if Yahweh was going to destroy this city in 40 days. And of course, Yahweh did not. Divine test of 40. This is one of the greatest signs that I've seen that let me know that Yahweh is near, because judgment of Yahweh must be executed. We read about Noah. We seen it in Abraham. We seen it in Moses. The 12 tribes of Israel. Elijah. We seen it in Jonah. And watch what it says. So you can see this great divine test of 40. Because it didn't just stop there. Yahweh want you to have unsurmountable evidence to let you know that he's near. And watch what it says in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 12th verse. Well, let's start at the 8th verse. Speaking of this Philistine. And he stood and cried to the armies of Israel and said to them, why have you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine servant to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And that's the last thing Yahweh wants his people to be, is afraid. Yahweh said, trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. And they began to be afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem Yehuda, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 older sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the name of the 3 sons that went into the battle were Eliab, the firstborn. Next to him, Abinadab. And the 3rd, Shema. And David was the youngest. And the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And watch this 16th verse. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself for 40 days. My goodness. How many times we had to read this divine test of judgment? And we know the judgment that Yahweh will pass. Not just on Israel, but on the Philistines. And what this young David would do. Not only Yahweh is promoting David because he had rejected Saul from being king. At this point, David has already been anointed. Not just anointed. He was anointed king. Before the prophet Samuel. And Saul was rejected by Yahweh. And Yahweh, in judgment, wanted to promote this David. And this is how he would do it. He will have this uncircumcised Philistine come 40 days before the children of Israel and defy their armies and defy the king of Israel who was Saul. Twice a day, morning and evening. But after these 40 days, let me show you the conclusion of the matter. And you'll read it in 1 Samuel 17. What a verse. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. And why 5 smooth stones? Why 5? Why didn't he get 6 or 7 or 8? 10 stones. If you've been listening to us, you know exactly why he chose 5 smooth stones. And he put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even a pouch. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy, and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his deity. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistines, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is an Elohim in Israel. Do you not see the judgment now? And did not you read the divine test of 40 each and every time? And all this assembly shall know that Yahweh saved not with sword and spear, for the battle is Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried, ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his hand, took there from stone, slung it, smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell upon the face of the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof, slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. The divine test of 40. You just read 7 different places that demonstrated that when you see this 40, you see in judgment. Someone is being tested, proved from Yahweh himself. That's why we call it the divine test of 40. Because it's coming from heaven. And the only way you can know that this test is upon you is that Yahweh let you know. Nineveh knew, and they believed. Moses knew, and he fell down 40 days and 40 nights. But the question is, do you know? And what do that have to do with us today? Well, little do people know, Yahweh, all over the scriptures, will tell his people that he will be returning to them. And why? He told them that he will return with his anger. And why? Because Yahweh made it crystal clear that he has a controversy with his people and the inhabitants of the earth. And let me show you this. Let me show you what happens when you have a controversy. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, the book of the law, 25 and 1. If there is a controversy between men and they shall come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, when they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beat, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number, 40 stripes. Did I tell you that this represents judgment? 40 stripes he may give him and not exceed. Least if he should exceed and beat him above these many stripes, then your brother should vow unto you. This is what you do when you have a controversy between men. But what do you do when you have a controversy with Yahweh and his people and the inhabitants of the earth? Well, the righteous, the wise, and those that understand, they know what to do. Yahweh has shown us what to do. Because we, just like Nineveh, we understand the controversy that Yahweh has with us is real. He's angry. He's returning with his anger, with his wrath, to judge. And we deserve all of the anger that Yahweh has proposed to bring upon the world. We deserve it. But you ask yourself, what can we do since we deserve it? Well, there's only one thing we can do. There's only one thing we should do. Have we not been reading? Do we not understand? And I may add, just because one fasts for this amount of time, just because one sees the 40, you still have to do the right thing. This must be an exercise of righteousness. Watch what it says to show you how Yahweh prophesied that his servants, his righteous servants, would do justice. Watch what it says. In the book of Isaiah 53. The very first verse. Who has believed our report? And what is our report? That Yahweh is returning with his anger, his fierce anger. Who believed that? Who's taking notice of that? Who will acknowledge this thing? Nineveh did. But will you, who has believed our report, when Yahweh says, seek righteousness, seek meekness, that you might be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger? You didn't read that report? You have not heard about that report? You have not seen that report? And if you heard it and you seen it and you read it, do you believe our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Who is this arm? Since Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And watch what it says. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Yes, you're going to see him. And he's going to grow up tender, out of the dry ground, no form, no comeliness, no beauty at all. To the extent you won't even desire to be him at no stretch of the imagination. And watch the third verse. He is despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hear as it were our faces from him because he was despised. And we esteemed him not. Who is this rejected, despised, one acquainted with grief and sorrows that everybody hiding their faces from? Watch what it says. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by Elohim, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Who is this servant that got a report? And he's not beautiful. He's despised. He's rejected. He's wounded. He's bruised. Not just for himself, for other people. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? Who is this one that was taken from prison and taken from judgment? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And we don't even know who this is. But Yahweh gonna let you know. And he made his grave with the wicked, with the rich in his death, because he had done no foulness, neither was any deceit in his mouth. yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you shall make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. And watch this 11th verse. He shall see of the labor of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. This whole thing is about Yahweh's righteous servant. In all the various cases that we read in the divine test of 40, there was always righteous, Yahweh's righteous servant at the forefront of every test. And now, what do we have here? Little do people know that many of us have already been written in the book. But you have to have wisdom to be able to see it. The only other time in history where you can see the divine test of 40 is now. That's the only other time. We read all the times in the scriptures. And now, today, you are witnesses of this generation divine test of 40. Because in this generation, we declared, we proclaimed a fast of 40 days and 40 nights. And did we do this of our own mind, our own spirit, because it's some slick way to make ourselves look good or proud or mount and heap ourselves up? No. Who wanna go without eating 40 days? And then after 40 days, go without eating and drinking 40 nights. Who want to do that? The people who ain't doing it really don't understand what's really being done. And the people that are doing it, they know every day that goes past what they done got themselves involved in. And as soon as they think it's over, the 40 days is over, then they would go and turn around and do 40 nights, which I may add is even harder for most. And the only time you've seen this divine test of 40 is in the scriptures. But now, you are the scriptures. And Yahweh said, my people shall be for signs and wonders in Israel. And we are the sign. We are the wonder in Israel. And if you don't believe me, then fast 40 days and 40 nights and see if you don't agree that this is a wonder. Look what the scripture says. What happened? Look what the scripture says Yahweh is even looking for. Watch this in the book of Psalms 50. What are the signs that let us know Yahweh is near? What greater sign can we read about to let us know Yahweh is near? Judgment has to go down. And when I see this divine test of 40, I know judgment is near. It's very near. In the book of Psalms 50, this is what it says in the fifth verse. Gather my saints together unto me. Who's saying this? This is not what David is saying. This is not what the prophet is saying. This is what the Most High is saying. Gather my saints together unto me. Who, Yahweh? Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Yahweh looking for people who's ready to make sacrifices by covenant. And what type of sacrifice? And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Did not the scripture say seek meekness? Seek righteousness that you may be hid in the day of God's anger? For Elohim is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Elohim, even your Elohim. And yes, Yahweh is testifying against us because he has a controversy with us. But he had already prepared his servant, his righteous servant, to take on these stripes. And how many stripes can you give, will you yield for one that must be condemned? 40. 40 stripes he may get. Who have believed our report? And what report is this? In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. Let me show you the essence of this report. And watch what it says. Gather yourselves together. First verse, Zephaniah 2:1. Gather yourselves together. yes, gather together, O nation, not desire to do what? Just to break bread? Just to drink wine? Just to have a party? A celebration? No, that's not why Yahweh telling you to gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. He's going to tell you why you need to gather yourselves together. Before the decree bring forth. Before the day pass as the chaff. Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you. Seek you, Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have worked his judgment. And what judgment is that? 40 days and 40 nights. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. That it may be you, that it may be you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Who have believed our report? We've been talking about this report. Before we began to fast, we announced 80 days before we would do it. We went around the country. To talk to leaders, to let them know. And many of us rejected this divine test of 40. And they would say, oh, this is good, this is good. But they themselves, I do it. But it's not too late for you. It's not too late for you to take up the mantle. It's not too late for you to seek the meekness and the righteousness that Yahweh is looking for you to be healed. This is that great sign that Yahweh showed me. To let me know that Yahweh is near to come. And there's many other signs. But this is the one that has my attention. How do we know that Yahweh is returning to his people soon? The divine test of 40. And we'll bring to you the other subject matters that we dealt with at the conference. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yo.
The affliction is real, you're knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, praise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob holocaust. Too wrong, it's
Israel blues and sin. Serve false deities, wine and gin. Now we drink false deities, call it spirits and gin. Remy and Hen, learn the fear of Yah from the doctrine of men. The doctors fought in the bends, the king riding the fold. The burdens we told, afflicting my soul. Iniquity fold, removing my goal. The hunger is deep, I'm crying on the floor. I sleep for years since I done slept in my bed. My sins are more than the hairs of my head. In 400 years I've been a stranger, a tree anger, shifting and shackles, dying from smoking. My ancestors hit that tobacco. The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the gross. The affliction is real, praise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob Holocaust. The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, praise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob Holocaust. We went from kings to slaves, they held us in castles. Had the greatest name, now niggas is baffled. We can play the game, but we still getting hassled. Put your head down in shame, let Yahweh come at you. Touch a morsel of the grain, fasten to ease the pain. Water is a delicacy. I humble myself for the fear of Yahweh's jealousy. The furnace of affliction vehemently melting me. Just get to my heart and hopefully make a better me. I'm seeking Yah's face, praying he'll let me see. Yah ordered it so separately. The fear of Yah is a secret society.